It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Julie Rocher. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to talk a little bit about a harvest celebration that's coming up. It's just a way for them to kind of give back to the community for everything that everybody goes down and helps out so much and does so many things and volunteers their time. So it's just kind of a thank you party. Julie, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about one of the things you guys do, the community garden. And you said
Correct.
The community garden was pretty successful this year, with
yes.
the exception of having a spring that was too wet.
Yes, we had a spring that was really wet. So every time we planned a garden party, you know, to plant, it was too wet and it was muddy. So we did get a little over half of the garden in our high tunnel planted. And then unfortunately, just due to the wet weather and it getting too late in the spring, we didn't get part of it planted this year.
Well, too much water is probably a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing this year. Yes.
So you had a lot of good turnout for the community garden this year. Let's talk a little bit about the harvest celebration. Kind of give people a little bit of an idea of what they can expect if they go down there.
Okay. So on Saturday, September 21st from 12 to 2:30 p.m., we are going to have a harvest celebration, and this will be in the parking lot by the food bank. That's 75 East, 400 South, between the community garden and the food bank. And we have the harvest celebration was started as a way to say thank you to our community for always donating food, assisting in food drives, volunteering in the community garden. So it's just our way to say thank you. So this year at the harvest celebration, we will have Jack Clark and his team. If you haven't been to their Dutch Oven events, they are unbelievable. They'll be doing Dutch Oven. We have some other community volunteers that are going to be coming. USU Extension will have a booth on some cooking ideas, some garden ideas. Castleview Hospital will have a booth. We will have the Coke truck there, trailer there. We'll have face painting, pumpkin decorating, cotton candy, fish pond, lots of really fun things for family and children. And this is a free event. So we'll have some amazing food, gifts, fun things for the kids and all adults.
And I just, you know, as a question, how many people do you normally get to go out and help you in anything? Plus, with the it always seems like the food banks and things like that, mm-hmm. the community just opens up their hearts all the time. Let's talk a little bit about the community and what they really do.
Yes. So our community really comes together to assist, just to make sure, you know, that the food bank has enough food. There's many food drives. We have the Boy Scout food drive in March, and we always get a lot at our food banks from that. The mail carrier food drive in May, which also brings another bunch of food. But the really awesome thing, too, is during the holidays, all the schools usually have competitions on how many pounds they can get, and the kids that get the most get like a ice cream party. But it's more than that, too. It's just community members also bringing in turkeys at Thanksgiving, bringing in needed items, or just individuals calling and saying, what do you need right now? What can I do? So that is so critical in our community to be able to help support individuals in time of need. You know, we have some individuals that have been working for a long time and something happens and they get laid off and they don't know what to do and they need to come and get food. It just depends. So really that support from our community is critical. This is just a way to say thank you.
Okay, so if anybody wants more information on this, how can they get in touch with you or what do they need to do?
If anyone wants more information or maybe even wants to come and help pass out food, help with face painting, they can just give me a call, Julie, and my direct phone is 613-0065.
Okay. And once again, give them the date and the time and everything.
So it's Saturday, September 21st from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it will be at 75 East, 400 South, just right there in the parking lot of the food bank by the community garden, just right off of Southeastern AOG on behind Carvin Avenue. So.
Okay, so just head on down there. If you know where the food bank is, you probably will not be able to miss it.
No, you shouldn't. You won't be able to miss it. Yeah.
All right, Julie, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. And
thank you.
We appreciate all you do for the community as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.